to 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. And I told you at the beginning of the show that I would be chatting with Christina Visa, Christina Pearl Visa. It's a very, very poetic name and a very poetic lady who has written a book of poetry and beautiful things. And just by way of an introduction, the book is called Speaking. It's called Dear Someone, and it's kind of an anthology of deeply personal introspection about various different aspects of a life. A lot of it is extremely personal, but it is relatable, I would imagine, to every single sentient being on the planet. So welcome to you, Christina.
Thank you,
and
Dave.
Congratulations on the launch of your book. I believe you had a public launch recently at where was it? Simbiti
Country Club.
Very posh venue, and I believe it was well attended and extremely well received. Writing a book is, well, lots and lots of work goes into, and a huge amount of editing and angst and, oh, wow, it is a mammoth task, and that's why it's so difficult and so... I would imagine the word I'm going to use is profound. When it eventually arrives in its printed form, it must have been a journey. Take us through that journey.
Yeah, I'll start with when I received the actual printed copy. I literally cried because it's such a culmination of years of work. And it's an expression of myself and a huge vulnerability that I've put on paper, and I have created this book and now exposed it to the world. I wrote my first poem at the age of 15. So I grew up in Chatsworth, and I used to do music. I was going through something. One day in my music room, I was just really inspired to write a poem. And my first poem was called Don't Give Up. And it's in the book. So at 15, I started writing. And over the years, I just loved English, literature, poetry, different kinds of music. And it literally came quite organically. So I never just sat and said, oh, now I need to be a poet to write poetry. Yeah. I really see it as a gift that's channeled for different things, different experiences, and it appears on paper.
Your poem's deeply personal and reflective, and often some have called them healing.
Yes.
Clearly, not everyone is comfortable putting down their innermost thoughts, because it leaves you incredibly vulnerable. And now you've done this. Not only have you made yourself incredibly vulnerable, you've offered it to the world. Why?
I believe so much that my experiences and the writing is a catalyst and a facilitator for people to be awakened to themselves and to issues, to different topics from love, loss, heartbreak, parents, spirituality. And I've been so blessed with a journey over a few decades. And I've lived it all. I really have. I've lived a lot. I haven't lived it all, I guess. I lived a lot. And deep experiences. I've had highs and lows, totally broken to totally ecstatic in life, with full of joy. And in these different times, the expression was writing, and the poetry flowed, and I've healed through it. I've expressed it, whether it was anger, love, joy, all of it came out, or sadness. And when I've related it to people who have been close to me over the years and shared a few of the poetry, they've been deeply touched, and people have said things. And so I've had it in my mind since 2019 to put the book together, so it is a process. And it just never jerked forward until this year. And it took a lot of time to collate. And eventually, about, say, 2 years ago, the themes emerged. So all the poems were written first. And it was like, how do you put it together? How do you communicate that to individuals and to the world? And the themes then kind of made an appearance, and the poems went into five specific themes.
And those themes are dear daddy, dear me, dear lover, dear God, and dear parents. Now, the thing that strikes me is that what you're talking about is the universal human experience. I think every person on the planet goes through similar, and often finds that They are alone. Well, they feel, we feel totally isolated in moments of vulnerability, whether it's great pain or great ecstasy. We still, yeah. we feel that if there was someone who could take me on this journey or guide me a little bit or just give me direction, I would feel not so alone. And I think that that is our great sadness in the world that we share at the moment. Tremendous sense of isolation and loneliness, even though we've never been more connected social media-wise.
Absolutely.
But there's not much of the profound on social media. Mm-hmm. All of your writings are very deep and a huge gift. So I want to ask you about the launch and the reception that you received at the launch, because you were generous with your book. You gave it out quite liberally, and I think that it's a huge generosity of spirit that is you, and a mark of you. And thank you for the book that you've just given me. I'll read it with great joy. But there are those that have already had the privilege of reading, and what has the reaction been?
So various, and I think there was one lady who came to me and said she read two poems and she bawled her eyes out. I had other people come in and talk about Dear Daddy in a way that I did not expect, or had questions. And I've purposely not explained what every theme or poem has been to a specific person or situation, because I want people to relate to it directly and see what moves within them.
Okay.
The Dear Lover has gotten a lot of attention.
Ooh, well, I hope it's not too personal, because then we'll be embarrassed.
I actually am okay with whatever people think at the moment. I've put it out there with knowing the risk to some extent.
But no names.
No names. I come from a conservative background. I grew up with a lot of women being afraid to express sensuality and talk about these, you know, the lover issues and the lover experiences. And I've put it down, and I went to my book club on Saturday, and the girls were like, everyone skipped to page 91. So those were the responses. And I think the Dear Me section is very much, that's very personal. And it gives a lot of hope, because it shows from dark to light. It shows different times in lives when I've written for some other individuals as well. So it's some of those poems are in the book where people have come and said, please, can you write this for my 1 year anniversary, or write this for this occasion? And I would do that. And then the other parts would be things that I've deeply gone through. And I think people who know me or even don't would understand through those poems which one kind of highlights, you know, deep personal experiences. And I think, like you said earlier, we're not alone in this world. All of us go through similar things. It's hard to put it on paper. It's hard to express it. But I'm hoping that people would take this on any day and pick it up and say, this is how I'm feeling today, or be inspired.
Wonderful sentiment. For anyone listening to this and wondering how they can get a copy, where is it available?
So you can get, if you live in the Ballito, Durban area, directly from me. But my website is poeticconversations.co.za. All the information is there. Plus, you can buy online. I've allowed for both digital copies and printed copies for individuals to have. I think the printed copy is far more beautiful. Some of the drawings inside the book are not in the digital due to the format. And so they can come directly, and we'll, yeah, take it from there.
And because this is going up as a podcast, if you haven't been able to write down that information, don't worry. You can pick it up on our website or on our apps. You'll find the conversation under the morning show. You'll look for the photograph of my special guest this morning, Christina Pearl. These are in a beautiful orange and white outfit. You won't miss it. It's bright. It's cheerful. And I recommend that you take a read of Dear Someone, a collection of poetic conversations by Christina Pearl Visa. Thanks so much for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thank you, Dave.
And The Morning Show continues.